We're here for the session with Paramananda, where he gave it, where he talked and then led us in some meditation. And for me, it just feels like there's a certain kind of feel to different parts of the retreat. To me, it just feels like it's still at the beginning, not quite sure where everything is and how I am. I'm aware of having created a bit more space and actually gone quite a lot deeper during those meditations. And then in the break, there was a part of me was just not wanting all the space, not wanting to be with my experience, thinking, how can I distract myself? And feeling very tempted to do things that would not be that supportive for going deeper in the retreat. But anyway, here we all are, and this is our first time being in groups. So I just want to say a little bit about the groups before we go into them. And what we're going to do in this session is that I'm going to say a little bit about the groups, then we're going to be doing a short mantra just to sort of help us arrive and connect a bit more. Then we'll go into the groups for about 25 minutes. Then we'll come out, have a meditation, and after that there'll be a space, you know, for exploration really. We can have questions and answers, a bit of inquiry, with a focus on meditation practice, but it can go where it can go in a way. So with the groups, I think it's good just to sort of remind ourselves. I'm sure a lot of people here are used to being in groups and being in groups on retreat. But it's really helpful if we can approach the groups as a place where, you know, it's a practice just as much as meditation in a way, a practice in receptivity, a practice in kindness and compassion, and just seeing if we can be present, you know. Noticing our responses, noticing our reactions, you know. And being there to sort of like support each other, you know. But the main thing is really to be there and to, I suppose, have mindful listening. You know, we can be so self-referential, and when people are talking, just be thinking, oh yes, that reminds me of this, that reminds me of this, or something interests us and we want to ask them questions, or, you know, oh yeah, that's like my experience, and then take it off. So just the opportunity to speak and not be interrupted, and just have people really listening, I think is quite valuable, and I think it will help us all go deeper on the retreat. So what I suggest is that when we're in the groups, at the beginning, you kind of work out how many, you know, a rough amount of time that everybody can have in a week, an equal amount of time, and there's a bit of time at the end, where you can have a little bit more free flow and discussion, ask a set of questions if you want. But also be mindful that because someone shared something with you doesn't mean to say that they necessarily want to explore it with you or want questions about it, or if you happen to be in a group with them later on, for you to then refer back to that. So the groups are confidential to the time that you're in that group, and if you want to share anything from the group, just share your own experience, you know, or maybe you can share a general theme that was there, but not reference anything that anybody else has said. And if somebody doesn't want to speak, you know, that's fine, they can pass. But then maybe they might feel like speaking again later, so always give someone another opportunity to. And yeah, be kind to yourself in what you choose to share or not share, and what feels appropriate in the group. Yeah. I think probably that's most of it, yeah. But it also helps on a practical level if one person maybe can agree to keep an eye on the time, and maybe just give some kind of a signal that everyone can see when it's getting close to the time. You know, you don't have to be, you know, regimental about I've got this amount of minutes and you've got this amount of minutes, but you don't want it so that one person dominates and the other people don't have a chance. Yeah. And also, what also helps on a practical level is if whoever goes first then nominates the next person, and that person nominates the next person, so you don't have a lot of pauses waiting for someone to volunteer. Yeah, you might want to have a little pause to absorb in between each person, but yeah, just pass it on, and if that person isn't ready yet, they can just say, I pass, and then you can come back to them later. I think that's probably all I'll say about the groups, other than yeah, we'll be doing that very soon. Oh yes, no, I don't need to say that. Sorry, I'm not all here. Okay. Slowing down, arriving, and let's do a mantra. And then when the mantra's finished, you'll get an invitation from Pranyanita to join a group, and then you just click on to say yes, you want to join the group. If you choose not to join a group, then you'll be put in the waiting room until all the groups come back. But again, it's an opportunity, so give it a go, see what's like. Okay, so just sitting, arriving. And let's do the Maitri mantra. So Maitri being the Sanskrit version of metta. And we do want to have a have an atmosphere, have a create a sense of metta on the retreat and in our groups. Om Maitri, Maha Maitri, Maitri Swaha. Om Maitri, Maitri Swaha. Om Maitri, Maha Maitri, Maitri Swaha. Om Maitri, Maha Maitri, Maitri Swaha. Om Maitri, Maha Maitri, Maitri Swaha. Maitri, Maha Maitri, Maitri Swaha.